It's Saturday the 20th of June 2015. I'm still in Hong Kong, on Hong Kong Island in the Conrad Hotel, but I'm in the process of packing up to leave, go to the airport, and early this afternoon, I fly to Seoul in South Korea. I'm going to Seoul to attend the ICN, the International Council of Nurses. This is an annual conference, which is huge. It's the body which represents nursing internationally. Unfortunately, the Royal College of Nursing of the United Kingdom doesn't seem to be a part of it any longer. But I've been there a couple of times before, once in Yokohama in Japan and once in Taipei in Taiwan, but a long time ago, so I haven't been for a while. And I get there about 6:30 this evening, and I won't do anything this evening, I don't think. But tomorrow I've got meetings at 8 o'clock in the morning, 12 o'clock, lunchtime. I've got a workshop to attend in the afternoon, and then I'm going to have dinner in the evening. So tomorrow's going to be busy, and I come back again on Monday evening. It looks like it's going to be slightly cooler in Seoul and less humid, so I might even manage to get out running. But I'm not entirely sure when. I'd hope to go out tomorrow morning, but I've got an early meeting and I'm not sure what the distance and time is between my hotel and the conference centre. But failing that, I'll get to the gym tomorrow afternoon for a while and I will try and get out running on the Monday morning. I want at least to get South Korea onto my Garmin page. That'll be another new country for me to run in. I've been to Seoul in South Korea once before. A few years ago, I went to the Southeast Asian Forum of Nursing Scholars. I went with my friend and colleague Graham Smith and with colleagues from Wiley. And what I remember most of all about it was just how bitterly cold it was. I think it was February. I knew it was going to be cold, but I hadn't really bargained for just how cold it would be. I had a coat with me and a suit, and I think I had something to put on underneath my jacket, like a jersey or a fleece or something like that, but really we should have had hats and gloves. It was below zero and just perishing. We were mostly confined to the hotel. I went out twice in the evening for a drink and for dinner, and it was just a miserable experience walking to the restaurant. And then will never forget, on the morning we left, something like 5 o'clock in the morning, waiting outside the hotel, across the road from the hotel, for a bus to take us to the airport, and it wasn't exactly on time, and that was really the closest, I think, to exposure I've ever been. The wind comes straight down from the steppes of Russia right down across North Korea, and I hadn't really appreciated quite how cold it was. A little bit like a friend of mine from Hong Kong here, who had not appreciated that either and went to South Korea, to Seoul, in November, when it was still reasonably warm here in Hong Kong. I mean, I've been here in Hong Kong wearing shorts, and in fact that's what he was doing, and turned up in Seoul to similar temperatures to ours, wearing shorts. It sounds quite funny, but my goodness, it must have been quite a shock.
Protests over the missing students, a fatal bus crash, an explosion at a maternity hospital that left several people dead, and the discovery of 60 bodies.
Just listening to From Our Own Correspondent yet again, just before I leave the hotel. I just wanted to say before I do leave, in case I forget, and I don't usually give my endorsement to places in my podcast, but the Conrad Hotel in Admiralty on the Hong Kong Island side is just great. I really like it. Clearly I wasn't paying for it myself. I guess it's quite expensive, certainly to have a drink or anything to eat here is very, very expensive. And the daily rate from the University Grants Committee barely covers it, I have to say. But the hotel's great. It's an older hotel. The rooms are big. The service is superb. The ambience is good. It's very handy for the Admiralty Tube Station to get anywhere. It's only slight disadvantages that you just can't walk out to any bars and restaurants without getting very hot and sweaty at this time of year. That's the only disadvantage, I would say. It isn't really in the heart of things, although it's surrounded by other large hotels
like the Shangri-La just on one side and the Marriott on the other. You can see them from the hotel here. The view would be better if it wasn't for the Swire building right in front of us here, but the view is still pretty good. So I don't know how much this place actually costs, and I certainly hope that the University Grants Committee will put us up here again next year if I'm reappointed to the committee. They only put us up where they get deals, and they probably put it out to tender amongst the hotels. But I would certainly not object to coming back here. So I'm ready to go, check out, pay up, and wait for the airport shuttle, which will take me to Hong Kong Station, and from there I go directly to the airport.
Near Acapulco, in an abandoned funeral parlour.
Well, now I'm on the airport shuttle bus that takes me to Hong Kong Station. I'm very lucky to get it. I told the bellboy that I was going to Hong Kong Station with the airport bus. He said it was going to be 20 minutes before it came. So I sat down, only to watch the bus going flying past the front of the hotel. So I went outside, and one of the older doorman there actually went and ran after the bus and got it to come back for me. So that's what I call service. Very impressed.
You will soon arrive at Hong Kong International Airport, where Terminal 1 is to the left and Terminal 2 is to the right. Please ensure you take all your baggage with you. Passengers for Asia World Expo, please stay on the train.
Just after 5:06. There is a 1-hour time change between Hong Kong and Seoul. It's currently 6:18 in the evening. Weather in Seoul this evening, is, as I mentioned before, overcast conditions, a little hazy, just a light wind from the east. Current temperature 19 degrees Celsius. Hope you've enjoyed your flight with us today. Thanks for choosing Cathay Pacific. Look forward to seeing you next time you travel. Cabin crew, a little over 30 minutes to landing. Thank you.
Please guide them to the table or stool. Sit back there in the takeoff position and your seatbelt is fastened. Mobile phone, portable electric devices with cellular, Wi-Fi and Bluetooth functions must be switched off until after landing. Obsessive aircraft is fine.
국제공항으로 하강하고 있습니다. 이제 좌석으로 들어가셔서 가방과 같은 기내 수화물과 테이블 제자리에 넣어주십시오. 좌석 등받이는 이륙시와 같은 위치로 해주시고 좌석 벨트를 매셨는지 확인해 주시기 바랍니다. 휴대전화와 이동통신, 와이파이와 블루투스 기능이 있는 좌석입니다. 착륙할 때까지 전원을 꺼주시거나
transmitted through direct contact with the infected person's bodily fluid. Confirmed cases in some countries in West Africa have been increasing. Passengers who have stayed in or visited Guinea, Liberia, Sierra Leone in the last 3 weeks are requested to report to the quarantine officer upon arrival into Seoul.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Seoul. It is a safety requirement that you remain seated with your seatbelt fastened until the seatbelt sign has been turned off. Please be careful when opening the overhead compartments as items inside may fall out. Kindly take all your belongings with you when leaving the aircraft. Mobile phones and portable electronic devices with cellular functions may now be switched on. It has been a pleasure looking after you, and we hope to see you again soon. Thank you for flying Cathay Pacific, a member of the One World Alliance.
Well, I'm back in Seoul in South Korea. that was quite a good flight. Flight was nearly empty, as I suppose we could have predicted. People are afraid of catching this infection. I didn't get upgraded, but I did get four seats to myself and arrived more or less on time. It's coming back to me now, this place. I couldn't quite remember it. It's got a fairly iconic airport, Incheon Airport, which wins all sorts of awards. I'm not quite sure what for. I wasn't very impressed the last time I was here, and I'm not especially impressed this time, but it has got a very unique shape. So, having run the gauntlet of lots of taxi drivers hassling me to take me into town at no doubt at vast expense, I've got my bus ticket with remarkable ease, and I'm waiting for the 6703 to take me downtown. It says it will take about an hour and a half. It's quite a long way off Seoul to the Renaissance Hotel. The weather's good. It's slightly humid, but it's been raining and it's cool, and the temperature's much lower. It would be ideal for running, but unfortunately getting off the airport shuttle bus from the hotel to Hong Kong Station today, I bent over to pick my bag up, and not even on the side that I was picking my bag up on, my back went, as they say, really painful, took my breath away, and they stopped me right in my tracks. It is slightly better now. I've got some strong painkillers that I always carry with me, and I haven't broken into them for years, but I did today, and I've got some even stronger ones to break into if necessary. And what I should have done on the plane was taking some more, but I didn't, but I'll take some when I get to the hotel in the hope of getting some sleep. But I'm in quite a bit of pain, so whether I'll be able to run here or not, I've got no idea, but I certainly think I'll be avoiding the gym. So I've got 20 minutes to wait for my bus. I don't know if they come earlier, but I'm sure it won't leave any earlier. And I'm quite happy to sit here for the time being. Actually, I think my bus has just arrived, so I'm going to get on that and at least have a seat and wait to go. Well, that wasn't my bus. Never mind. And my bus came. Everyone was very friendly and helpful here. A young lady came up and asked me if I needed any help. I must have looked a bit lost, but I was just looking for my bus. Turns out to be an economics graduate from Johns Hopkins in Baltimore. And so she asked for my business card. Going to find me on Twitter and keep in contact. Very helpful. Bus drivers, they're very helpful too, bowing to you when you get on and bowing before he starts off, a little bit like the Japanese custom. So I'm beginning to like this place, it's very nice. I've arrived at my hotel, the Renaissance Hotel, which is really very nice indeed. It's a Marriott hotel, so I hadn't noticed that, so I've given them my membership card, so I get free breakfast by the looks of things. And there seems to be somewhere to run here if my back's okay. I've taken some more painkillers. Didn't really get much of a feel for Seoul on the way in. It's raining, a bit dull, and of course it's dark because it's now 10 to 10 at night here. It looks familiar. It's a hard city to describe. It's nothing at all like Hong Kong. It's not quite like Tokyo. Well, it's like Seoul, I guess. It's quite hilly, and it does look familiar, I have to say. So the airport was a strange experience, with, I would say, the vast majority of people wearing face masks because of the risk of MERS. It just actually gets on my nerves because there's no evidence it works. It must be terribly uncomfortable to wear one, especially when the weather's hot, and you're just sort of breathing in and out whatever germs you've got yourself and creating the perfect culture in that mask for them. And when you take it off, it must spread germs everywhere. I'm sure the whole thing's utterly counterproductive. But out here in the Far East and in Southeast Asia, the desire to be seen to be doing something and to do something, regardless of its efficacy, is a huge driver. You just have to be doing something. If you've got a sniffle, you have to take some medicine. if you've got a fever, you have to take something. You know, there's always, if you've got pain, you have to take a painkiller. Nobody waits for anything to go. It's a very interventionist place, great faith placed on taking a remedy of some sort or doing something. And if you don't do that, going for some sort of hocus-pocus like acupuncture or whatever. Although acupuncture is one of the few that possibly has some evidence, but the effect sizes are not big. There's certainly worse hocus-pocus than that. Apologies to all my acupuncturist friends. But, no, the desire to do something is just is incredible. And, of course, the companies that make the face masks must be rubbing their hands in glee at the thought of the money they're going to make out of this. If you look at it this way, they've had SARS and MERS out here, where everybody wears face masks. In the UK, we've had a steady stream of people from the Middle East. We have a steady stream of people from the Far East and Southeast Asia in the middle of all these infections. And we don't wear face masks, and there's never been a single case. If you just looked at the evidence that way, they might get a bit sensible about it. I shouldn't get so vexed about it, but it just annoys me, people's ridiculous assessment of risk. So I'm going to get to bed, and apparently there is somewhere to go running here. I've been given a map. It's all in Korean, but I think I can find my way to a local park, go for a run first thing in the morning, and the conference centre's either 15 minutes walk or 5 minutes in a taxi, which is very handy.